being extended through July 21st. And we're going to be following that because apparently the Canadian government, which is being much more strict than the Americans on this side of the border, they're going to make an announcement about what may be available to those that have been vaccinated. And we're hoping for a relaxation on that. It's a topic we're going to be talking about later on. But in the meantime, we know that tomorrow is really kind of a different kind of Independence Day. Maybe we will secretly be celebrating June 22nd, Marie Osborne, our senior news analyst, Marie Osborne, joining us here to discuss what will be kind of a Freedom Day tomorrow.
It will be a Freedom Day for so many people, Guy. Governor Whitmer and state health officials rolling back 9 orders, so that includes the mask order and the gathering rule. So that means that there will still be a handful of regulations, and this is important to remember. The state has several orders that remain to protect vulnerable populations, so that would be people in prisons, long-term care facilities, and there's also some agricultural industry rules and some farm worker rules. But for the most part, what everybody is most interested in is that they can ditch the masks and that these gathering rules at restaurants and at your favorite gathering place, whether it be Comerica or the theater, those have now are going to be lifted tomorrow. And additional guidance for schools and students will be coming out this week. So even after the Center for Disease Control and Prevention said that those who are vaccinated no longer need to wear masks, in some settings, you still may need to wear a mask. Keep this in mind. Businesses can still require masks if they choose, and that's a very important thing to remember. Now, moving on, a recent Axios poll found that most Americans, about 75% of those polled, do not trust strangers to be honest about their vaccination status. So a lot of people are wondering, gosh, you know, should I still wear a mask? I'm vaccinated. Maybe I'm not vaccinated. Should I still wear it? So health officials are saying this for the most part. A few of the things that we learned from the pandemic was that when people wear masks, wash their hands, and stay 6 feet apart, a lot of those respiratory problems that people had went away. So the number of cases of flus and hospitalizations in terms of flus and those kinds of complications were way down last year. So doctors agree that people should wear masks if they're sick and that they should continue, of course, all of us, to wash your hands. Of course, if you have a medical reason to wear a mask, by all means do that. And if you're not sure, talk to your doctor, especially people with kids. I don't know about you, Guy, but I've noticed a lot of the kids in the neighborhood. Some groups don't wear masks at all, the kids. Others, some of them are still wearing their masks. Also, if you had the vaccine, if you had COVID, should you get the vaccine? The CDC says yes. Some early studies have shown that people who survived COVID-19 produce antibodies against the virus for several months, but they're not sure for how long. So they're just saying, even if you have had COVID, you should get the vaccine. One last thing to keep in mind, what is the Delta variant? It is a very virulent form of the virus. And how does it compare to the other variants? Way more contagious, maybe 60% more contagious than the Alpha variant, which was responsible for the surge in Michigan this spring. So the good news is tomorrow we can ditch the masks. And if you want to go to a restaurant tomorrow, if that restaurant has enough workers, then they can open their doors fully and not have to have those limitations in terms of seating. So basically, tomorrow's a good day.
It really will be a good day, and I think I think people have already basically not waited for June 22nd. Mm. Based on what I saw over the weekend, I think
yes,
a lot of folks were already ditching the masks in anticipation of that. And honestly, at this point, I don't think there's any harm in that. It's interesting. The Delta variant discussion has been very interesting to me because it seems like I'm getting a lot of mixed messages on this, Marie. They had Dr. Zha on NBC last Wednesday, asked about the Delta variant. He didn't really think that we would see a horrible boost in hospitalizations because of it, even though it is more transmissible than the original. But he said, you know what, we've already seen the earlier variant come through, and it was 50% more transmissible. So he doesn't think we're going to see that much of a difference. And yet you hear President Biden last week who was, I wouldn't say he was fear-mongering, but he was certainly seemed to be much more cautious than some of the medical experts that we were listening to.
Well, the Delta variant, as all these variants are, you know, the thing with this virus, as you well know, is that it's constantly changing. It's even though many people, 60.8% of the population here in Michigan has had at least one COVID shot, even though we're all starting to protect ourselves in that regard, it's still changing. So I think that has some health officials still on edge. And I wonder if the hospitalizations with the Delta variant maybe haven't changed because so many people are vaccinated. So the chances of
Lord willing.
Yeah. So the chances of that variant finding a nice home to reside in and sending people to the hospital is diminished because so many people have been vaccinated now.
A nice home. That makes it sound so friendly, doesn't it?
Yes.
One of the things, though, as you walk around, and I found it interesting. First of all, it was a wonderful weekend. I attended a memorial service for a good friend's grandfather who passed away. Everybody was there mask-free. Everybody there had a chance to really engage each other and not have that kind of that little barrier across our faces. So we could smile. We could express our emotions. And it was a much healthier experience, I think, from a mental health standpoint than it otherwise would have been. But as you walk around, who do you see that are still using masks? Because I've noticed a kind of a commonality there. I see mostly moms with children wearing masks still.
I agree with you on that 100%. Also, there's if you go to crowded settings, like in some stores and so on, if it's really crowded, I'm still noticing a lot of people, not a lot, I'd say, but there's still a certain group that are wearing that mask. And again, they may have a medical reason for that, so we don't know that.
Well, and we know that children can't be vaccinated yet.
Exactly.
Children under 12. And so I'm looking at these moms, these parents, they're out with their kids. The kids are masked, mom's masked, and they're going to be extra cautious here until they can get those children vaccinated. And I want to make sure that folks, as they enter businesses that may require masks, no mask drama, no mask shaming for those that continue to wear them. Celebrate your independence in your own way, but let's be thoughtful for those that still feel they need that protection.